Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Real, Raw, Relevant, the podcast dedicated to helping you live a more authentic and fulfilling life. I'm your host, Alicia Eads, and today we're diving deep into some essential girl therapy topics. We're talking about dating, self-love, healing, and self-care. Let's get into it. It's time for an honest, unfiltered conversation about navigating these crucial aspects of our lives. Let's be real. Navigating dating, building self-love, healing from past wounds, and prioritizing self-care can be a roller coaster, an uphill battle, but these are the foundations for a fulfilling and authentic life. So grab your favorite beverage and get comfy and let's talk about it. The first thing we'll explore, dating in the modern age. That is such a critical component. Let's talk about the good and the bad, and sometimes the downright weird of online dating. Some people catfishing, not appearing as who they projected themselves as. You're meeting their representative. It gets weird. It gets shaking. There's so many random weird things going on the dating apps. And I encourage you to be cautious, be critical, and use your judgment. But some really good downright girly advice is that be yourself. There's someone out there for everyone. So you don't have to try to show up as someone that you're not, or try to be more of something that you're not to attract or appear to a certain type of person that you're looking to attract. You're good enough just as you are. And when you show up as your authentic self, you're able to attract a person that appreciate you for all of your qualities and what you have to offer. It's best that they like you for who you are versus who you pretend to be. That could be awkward on both sides of the spectrum. Even though, you're trying to put your best foot forward and put yourself out there, you have to be genuine and you have to be your authentic self. Another key pointer and another key aspect is setting boundaries. We want to focus on how to establish and maintain healthy boundaries in the dating world. I'm here to tell you, ladies, boundaries are your best friend. So be aware of how you're setting those boundaries. So let's go ahead and kick this off. So welcome to Girl Therapy, where we're talking about and unpacking dating, self-love, healing, and self-care. A space where every facet of your journey is honored, explored, and celebrated. In a world that constantly tells you how to look, how to act, and even how to love, this podcast today is your invitation to rewrite the narrative on your own terms. It's about tapping into your inner wisdom, healing those old wounds and forgiveness, and just nurturing yourself in ways that empower you to thrive in relationships and, most importantly, in your life. So this podcast today is not just about a dating guide or self-help manual. It's a holistic approach to your well-being. So whether you're navigating the sometimes turbulent world of dating, seeking deeper self-love, or on a path to personal healing, the insights and practices shared today here are designed to support you in every step of the journey. You'll find a blend of honest, relatable advice, therapeutic tools to help you process your emotions, and self-care strategies that nurture both your mind and your body. Girl therapy is simply encouraging you to embrace your authentic self, let go of the expectations that no longer serve you, and build a life filled with compassion, resilience, and most importantly, joy. So you'll discover today that true healing starts from within, and that self-love is the foundation upon which a healthy, relationships, all of them in your life are built on. So your journey towards healing, empowerment, and authentic connection begins now. Let's explore the art of loving yourself and creating the vibrant, fulfilling life you truly deserve. One of the most important aspects of navigating the dating world is recognizing all of the signs. Don't ignore the red flags. There's signs of healthy and there's also signs of unhealthy flags in relationships. And identify what those are from the jump. If someone's constantly being dishonest or they're being negative towards you and they don't have your best interest at heart, and it seems more like a competition, a battleground. It's not a good sign. It's not a good sign at all. Or they're not honest, they're not genuine, they're not consistent, they're inconsistent, some things aren't adding up. Trust your gut and recognize those red flags. Don't think it's just a spur of the moment thing. Pay attention to those things that don't add up and just move accordingly. You want to have a healthy relationship and you want to have someone that cherishes you, that respects you, that's consistently showing up, and the only way to actually attract that person is to show up authentically in the dating world. So you have to recognize how to show up as your true self and attract genuine connections, because it's a two-way street. If you're not being your most authentic self and you're not being genuine, most likely you will attract someone that's giving off the same vibe and they're not compelled to be super transparent with you as well. Or you could show up as your genuine authentic self and they could still be a slime ball and still be disingenuous and not authentic and lie and things just don't add up. So always be discerning, trust your gut and use your level of discernment when you're dating and be safe. And if you've gotten past that dating level, that initial stages, and you're in a relationship, understand that love builds you up and love doesn't tear you down. So you, in order to receive love, you have to first love yourself first. So you have to heal, you have to show yourself the proper love. Self-love is the foundation. And self-love goes deep. It goes deeper than bubble baths. It goes way beyond the bubble bath. Self-love is more than just pampering. I love pampering myself, but it's more than that. It's about deep acceptance and deep compassion for yourself and just loving every aspect of you, loving all of your flaws. Because if you don't love and accept your flaws, how could you expect someone else to love you and accept your flaws? So have that love for yourself, have that level of compassion, be kind to yourself, and just nurture your soul and forgive yourself for any past mistakes and challenge negative self-talk. How you silence the inner critic and cultivate a positive inner dialogue. So have that positive dialogue with yourself. You have to just be your biggest cheerleader, your own best friend. Build that self-worth. Recognize your value and your worthiness of love and happiness. So you first have to understand that you're worthy of love and happiness in order to attract love. You have to first love yourself and, date yourself first before you can go out and date anyone else. And set boundaries. We talked about that. Boundaries are your best friend. And I'm going to tell you why. Because setting boundaries for self-protection. Learn when to say no and protect your peace. We teach people how to treat us through the boundaries that we create, especially when you're dating and you're building relationships. If your boundaries are weak and you don't have the proper boundaries, people will walk all over you. They'll think you're a doormat and they will treat you accordingly to your boundaries. So please establish. If you have great boundaries, that's amazing. Kudos to you. But if you understand that people aren't treating you properly, it's because your boundaries, you haven't set the proper boundaries. Boundaries are your best friend. They are good for you in dating and in the world in general. So you have to have the proper boundaries and set the proper expectations in order to be treated properly. And also you have to know your worth. You have to understand your value and what you bring to the table in the relationship. So also, and if you've, you know, gotten out of a relationship and you're putting yourself back out there, you have to take the time to heal fully. And it's a journey. I remember many, many moons ago when I was single, I would always set a 6-month rule so that I can take the proper time to heal myself, love myself, acknowledge the past wounds and the mistakes from the previous relationship, and process my past hurts and trauma from that experience in that relationship. And that's key. You don't want to just go jump back out there and jump into another relationship and put yourself out there dating immediately, because you still have that baggage lingering from the previous relationship. No relationships aren't perfect. And it's a reason you ended that relationship. It was something wrong there. So recognize and process your hurt and your feelings before you put yourself out there, before you jump back into the next relationship. And that is beneficial, because when you're out there and you're dating, you're whole and complete, and you dealt with yourself, and you're now loving yourself accordingly, and you've now learned from that past experience in that relationship. And forgiveness, you can't be so quick to jump into another relationship and you haven't forgiven your ex and moved on from that. So there is power of forgiveness and healing, and it's a process. So my time frame, 6 months, that's the proper time frame for me to take time to myself, be at ease in the past before I was able to move on and get into another relationship. Date yourself, love on yourself, pamper yourself, build your worth, understand and know your worth. So that's a part of the journey of dating, taking care to properly heal yourself. And seek support when you're going through a breakup and you need that ability to bounce back and you need your support group. There is importance of therapy, your friends, support groups, and people that you can confide in about your heartache and your pain that you experienced. And if you are in a healthy and happy committed relationship like myself, share the positivity, share the good dating advice for others and your friends, so that they are able to recognize the signs and the red flags and understand when someone isn't into them. And, you know, balancing things out and being in control and, you know, just coming off confident and knowing what you bring to the table. So if you are in a great space and you're in a relationship, be sure to share that advice with others, with your friends. I'm sure they can appreciate it as well. And create that safe space. That's what it's all about. Making room for your feelings and allowing yourself to heal accordingly. And breakups, that's a part of life. Everyone heals and get over things differently. Take the time to deal with and process your heartache. If you need to cry, if you need to vent, if you need to have a girl's day out with your bestie, do what you need to do to heal your wounds and care for yourself. Self-care and daily rituals, whether you're in a relationship, whether you're single, whether you're married, whatever you're doing, self-care should always be a part of your daily ritual. And it's beyond the surface. Self-care is a daily practice of nourishing your mind, your body, and soul, and practicing that mindfulness, loving on yourself. I'm big on self-love. Like I said, I'm in a happy, healthy relationship, but I still, almost a decade, I still show myself self-love and care. I love a good spa day. I love to meditate. I love yoga. I go to yoga classes. I switch it up, try different things. That level of mindfulness and meditation, I'm just loved on. Love on yourself. Do whatever you need to do to show yourself some love and care. Retail therapy, whatever you need to do. Discover what works for you. Discover your self-care activities that resonate with your individual needs and prioritize a reset. There's importance of adequate sleep and downtime. I'm big on that too. Sleep is like luxury, so I'm always going to get my proper rest. I'm always going to do whatever I have to do to show myself self-love, even in a relationship, even in a marriage, even when you're single, you still have to show yourself self-love. And that mindful movement, find the physical activity that brings you joy and reduce stress. For me, that's yoga, that's working out cardio, or that's weightlifting, going for a walk in the park, traveling. There's travel therapy, whatever that looks like for you. So I'm enjoying this little real, raw, relevant space for dating, love, and healing, and all of that great stuff. Understand, number one, that you're not alone. We're all navigating these challenges together in the world today. And be kind to yourself and understand this, the number one rule, progress, not perfection. Be kind to yourself and celebrate your progress. It doesn't have to be perfect. You don't always have to get things perfectly, but understand that progress over perfection. And be empowered through vulnerability. In order to put yourself out there and date and be in relationships, you have to have that level of vulnerability. And understand sharing your dating advice with friends, those experiences that we share, it creates connections and healing. But be mindful and understand that your journey is unique. So trust your gut and trust your intuition and honor your own path and show yourself that self-love and date on your own terms and heal on your own terms. This is a space of honest conversation for sharing our experiences and for empowering each other to live our most authentic and fulfilling lives. So remember, you deserve love, healing, and happiness. You are so worthy. So just take a moment to remind yourself that you are worthy of love. You are worthy of happiness. You are worthy of having your soulmate and someone that gets you and fully understands you. You're worthy of so much. So know your worth and be confident when you're out there dating, and don't settle. Don't settle for less than you deserve. But most importantly, know what you bring to the table. What are your strengths? What are your greatest assets? What's your part that you're giving and you're contributing, and what makes you unique? And hone in on that. Embrace your uniqueness and understand that you don't have to pretend. You don't have to be disingenuous, because you'll only attract that. Be yourself and be comfortable with what you're attracting and what you're vibrating and what you're sending out to the universe, so that you can attract that back in return. So show up as your best self, love on yourself, go through healing. Healing is a journey. And also, like I said, in order to be loved by others, you must first love yourself. You have to show yourself love, and you have to be authentic with yourself in order to attract that like-minded kindred spirit and someone that's just as genuine and authentic as you are. You are special and unique, and there's someone out there waiting to love you just as you are. So know that you are good enough, know that you are worthy, and show yourself. Take this opportunity this week to step up your self-care ritual daily routine. So incorporate some more self-love and self-care into your routines, whatever that looks like for you. My self-care, my self-love journey may be a little bit different from you. So whatever your needs are, think of what your needs are and take time to love on yourself. It's okay to be in a happy, healthy relationship, but you also have to show yourself love as well and make yourself a priority. If you're doing that, amazing. Kudos to you. But if you do some soul searching and you feel that you can love on yourself a little bit more, take the time to do that. Your body won't regret it. Your body, your mind, your soul won't regret it. You'll thank yourself later for taking that extra time to be kind to your soul and show yourself that extra love and care. In a world that's constantly telling you how to act and who to be, it's incredible for you to step out and embrace life and dating on your own terms. Thank you, beautiful souls, for joining me on this journey of self-discovery. Share your thoughts and experiences with us. Until next time, keep shining bright, you beautiful souls, and always remember to show yourself some love. I'll see you next time on Real, Raw, Relevant Podcast.